How do I get rich? When I'm asked, where did I learn my formula for getting rich? I reply, playing the game of Monopoly as a kid. Some people think I'm kidding, and others wait for the punchline, expecting a joke. Yet it is not meant as a joke, and I'm not kidding. The formula for getting rich in Monopoly is simple, and it works in real life as well as in the game. 4 greenhouses, 1 red hotel. You may recall that the secret to wealth when playing Monopoly is simply to buy 4 greenhouses and then trade them in to buy a large red hotel. That is all it takes, and that is the same investment formula for wealth my wife and I used. When the real estate market was really bad, we bought as many small houses as we could with the limited money we had. When the market improved, we traded in the 4 greenhouses and bought a large red hotel. We never have to work because the cash flow from our large red hotel, apartment houses, and mini storages pays for our lifestyle. Doing what rich people do is easy. One of the reasons there are so many wealthy people who did not do well in school is because the to-do part of becoming wealthy is simple. There is a classic book I recommend you read, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I read this book as a youngster, and it greatly influenced the direction of my life. In fact, it was my rich dad who first recommended that I read this book, and others like it. There is a good reason why it's titled Think and Grow Rich and not Work Hard and Grow Rich or Get a Job and Grow Rich. The fact is, people who work the hardest do not wind up rich. If you want to be rich, you need to think. Think independently rather than go along with the crowd. In my opinion, one great asset of the rich is that they think differently from everyone else. If you do what everyone else does, you'll wind up having what everyone else has. And for most people, what they have is years of hard work, unfair taxes, and a lifetime of debt. When someone asks me, what do I have to do to move from the left side of the quadrant to the right side? My response is, it's not what you have to do that needs to change. It's first how you think that needs to change. In other words, it's who you have to be in order to do what needs to be done. Years ago, I was in a class on goal setting. It was the mid-1970s, and I really could not believe I was spending $150 on a beautiful Saturday and Sunday to learn how to set goals. I would rather have been surfing. Instead, here I was paying someone to teach me how to set goals. I nearly backed out several times. But what I learned from that class has helped me achieve what I want in life. The instructor put up on the board these 3 words: be, do, have. She then said, goals are the have part of these 3 words. Once most people figure out what they want to have, their goal, they begin listing what they have to do. That is why most people have to-do lists. They set their goal and then begin doing. She discussed investments, saying, many people think that buying stocks or mutual funds will make them rich. Well, simply buying stocks, mutual funds, real estate, and bonds will not make you rich. Just doing what professional investors do does not guarantee financial success. People who have a loser mentality will always lose, no matter what stock, bond, real estate, or mutual fund they buy. Next, she used an example of finding the perfect romantic partner. So many people go to bars or to work or to their church looking for the perfect person. That is what they do. What they do is go and look for the right person instead of working on being the right person. Here's one of her examples about relationships. In marriage, many people try to change the other person so they can have a better marriage. Instead of trying to change the other person, which often leads to fights, it is better to change yourself first, she said. Don't work on the other person. Work on your thoughts about the other person. As she was talking about relationships, my mind drifted to the many people I had met over the years who were out to change the world, but were not getting anywhere. They wanted to change everyone else, but not change themselves. And when it comes to money, she said, many people try to do what the rich do and to have what the rich have. So they go out and buy a house that looks rich, a car that looks rich, and send their kids to the schools where the rich send their kids. All this does is cause these people to do by working harder and to have more debt, which causes them to work even harder, which is not what the truly rich do. My rich dad did not use these same words, but he did often say to me, people think that working hard for money and then buying things that make them look rich will make them rich. In most cases, it doesn't. It only makes them more tired. They call it keeping up with the Joneses, and if you notice, the Joneses are exhausted. During that weekend class, much of what my rich dad had been telling me began to make more sense. For years, he lived modestly. Instead of working hard to pay bills, he worked hard to acquire assets. If you saw him on the street, he looked like everyone else. He drove a pickup truck, not an expensive car. Then, one day, when he was in his late 30s, he emerged as a financial powerhouse. People took notice when he suddenly bought one of the prime pieces of real estate in Hawaii. After his name hit the paper, it was then people realized that this quiet, unpretentious man owned many other businesses, lots of prime real estate, and when he spoke, his bankers listened. Few people ever saw the modest house he lived in. After he was flush with cash and cash flow from his assets, he then bought a new large house for his family. He did not take out a loan. He paid cash. After that weekend class on goal setting, I realized that many people tried doing what they thought the rich did and tried having what the rich had. They often would buy big houses and invest in the stock market because that is what they thought the rich did. Yet, what my rich dad was trying to tell me was, if they still thought and had the same beliefs and ideas of a poor person or middle-class person, then did what the rich did, they would still wind up having what the poor and middle class have. Be, do, have began to make sense.